VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Benson back again. Hope you're having a great week. So, a story to share with you that is related to the story of the day, and it will get there, I promise. The other day, I was having my nightly run with my roommate, and I thought it would be fine just to wear t-shirts since I sweat and feel hot during the run. I ended up running only for 15 minutes and walked for 30 minutes. As I cooled down from my run, I regretted that I didn't bring my jacket. You see, it is actually 18 degrees right now from where I am at this moment. I actually got sick the next day. That's what I get for pretending to act tough. But in the end, I decided that once and for all, I would run in daytime instead of nighttime. Because I don't know about you guys, but I just feel happy when I'm under the sun. I just feel so happy seeing the sun. Don't you just love a nice sunny day? Well, in today's video, we're gonna find out about why different weathers affect our mood. So let's get into the sentence of the day. Scientifically speaking, what makes people happy is not just friends and not just family. It's also rays of the sun that are full of vitamin D. 那这个意思就是说，从科学的角度来说，让人快乐的不仅仅是朋友，也不仅仅是家人，还有充满维生素 D 的阳光。Alright, now let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个词呢就是 scientifically. 那 scientifically 今天有一点难。它的话有五个音节 scientifically. 那里面的 C 呢我们所谓的叫做 silent C. 所以这个 C 是不会发音的所以就变成 scientifically. 所以前面就是发 S, scientifically. 好下一个字呢就是 friends.那 friends 很简单，就是 friends 有一个音节，里面的 s 它是发一个 z 的音，所以听起来像是 friends， 所以你听到那个 s 的后面有一个 z friends。那下一个字呢，我们有 raise 的话也是只有一个音节，那它跟 friends 一样，它的 s 也是发 z 的音，所以听起来像是 raise， 所以那个 s 不是 s 的音哦，记得哦，是个 z raise。Alright, let's get to the vocabulary words. 那我们的第一个字呢就是 disorder. Disorder 的话它是一个名词它的意思呢就是失调或紊乱。So disorder means an illness when the body is not functioning well. Disorder can be used when describing a certain illness, whether it is mentally or physically. For example, the family has a history of mental disorder. 那这个意思就是说改家群有精神失乱那影片里面有一个失调叫做季节情绪失调这个只是心情会被所谓的季节影响到那因此国外常会叫做书成为冬季忧郁那就是 the winter blues OK 那我们第二个字呢就是 syndrome 那 syndrome 的话也是一个名词它就是并发症或者是症候群 So syndrome is a combination of medical problems that show the existence of a particular disease or mental condition. We usually use syndrome when we're talking about certain diseases or mental illness, like when we have signs of symptom of disease. For example, the bacteria that causes toxic shock syndrome can be carried on unwashed hands and prompt an infection anywhere on the body.那这个的意思就是说导致中度性休克综合中的细菌可以未经洗手传递并且其身上任何地方都有感染 Wow, that's a long one Alright, the next one we have is amount 那 amount 它也是一个名词它就是的意思就是数量 So amount means a quantity of somethingSo we can use amount when we're talking about a quantity of items, especially the total of thing or things in a number of size. For example, he paid a regular amount of money to a charity every year. 他定期向一家慈善机构捐钱。 所以 amount 的话我们都是用在数量的部分，假如说我们说哦，这个人捐了很多钱就用了很多量，我们就用数量，就是 amount。Alright, that's it for today. Hope you all who's feeling blue today are feeling more bright and happier. Personally for me, I think music also can help make our moods better. If we keep listening to like sad ballads all day, we eventually start feeling sad from all those sad songs. So if you want to keep your moods up, I recommend listening to more upbeat songs and every day you'll feel more motivated to start your day.If you're feeling blue, feel free to leave a comment and I'll kill the blueness in you. As usual, I'll see you all next time. Peace.